All right, let's go. Ayo, we're three hot guys sharing our opinions because we're special and different. Gold medals, we're winning. Can't help it if we're burdened by our intellect. You can play checkers while we pretend we know the rules to chess. The council has spoken, and we are the chosen. Your nose is broken because I broke it.
And welcome back to another episode of Will of the Council. It's your boy, Joseph. I got Jordan in the booth.
I'm happy to report I'm training for my next competitive eating endeavor. I have eaten 37 Lunchables.
I've got Danny in the, I believe the kitchen where they make the Lunchables.
Don't mind me. I've just got my giant bottle of lead over here.
Of course, we've got Becky on the ones and twos. So obviously, we're talking about Lunchables, right? We got to talk about it.
We have to talk about Lunchables. So I guess you want me to read the post?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So at More Perfect Union wrote, breaking news, Lunchables have been found to contain dangerous amounts of lead. New research has also shown that Lunchables have chemicals found in plastics that have been linked to reproductive problems, diabetes, and certain cancers. Lunchables are served nearly 30 million children through the National School Lunch Program. But this new research from at Consumer Reports finds that the lunch kits often contain high levels of lead, cadmium, and harmful, I don't know how to pronounce this, the phthalates? Sorry.
I don't know it either. Yeah.
So Consumer Reports is now urging the USDA to remove Lunchables from the National School Lunch Program over their concerns about these new findings.
Oh, it's like legit. Like they're like,
no, it's real. It's like very real.
Yeah. So this ain't like the Stanley Cup discourse where it's like, oh, there's a little bit of welding stuff. It's literally like, no, these motherfuckers have lead in them.
No, these kids, I think, they got lead in their brains now.
from what I've been reading, it looks like it is arguable as to whether this is like an amount of lead that would cause cognitive problems or whatever.
Right.
It's really funny going back in time and looking at... there's so many graphs that perfectly map onto the graph of when we took lead out of gasoline. And like, there's a good argument that like the reason every boomer's brain is cooked in such a particular way is they were just like chowing down on that shit all the time. But now we have lost, as millennials, our high ground. Now it turns out our bodies are just as leaden as all those other people. We're just as fucking mentally deficient from eating dog shit.
Yep, I had the pepperoni pizza Lunchable, the fucking cardboard
those are basically
square.
Just paint chips, I'm going to be honest.
No wonder they taste so sweet.
Yeah, they're like, oh, don't eat Tide Pods, they might look yummy. Anyway, here's your lead treat for today.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's
the
not
funny
good.
Thing for me is that I grew up, my mom and dad wouldn't let me have Lunchables. I grew up a little bit like a granola kid, like a budget granola kid, you know, like mm-hmm. I still tried to eat bad food and they didn't mind that much. But in the house, they would never purchase ever a Lunchable. So I might have less lead than most millennials.
Yeah, I was not a Lunchables kid growing up. My parents never got Lunchables, which was fine. I'm okay with it.
I am probably the way I am because of Lunchables. No, I didn't eat very many Lunchables because I think, like your families, my parents knew it was like so bad for us. But we got like, I would say probably one a month. But every time we got one, I don't know if you all had this experience. My parents would always at the same time get, have you ever seen, do you remember the deluxe Lunchables?
Yes, I do. My not rich friends, but like my friends who always got the Game Boy or whatever, they'd have the deluxe Lunchables.
I'm going to see if I can find a picture of them. I don't know if they're called deluxes, but back in like the early aughts, there was a version of Lunchables aimed basically at the parents of the children who were buying Lunchables. And it was like a more grown-up style of Lunchable. And I remember my parents would buy these and we would all eat them together like while watching TV once a month.
Oh.
And to this day, I think like, what the fuck were they thinking? Like, there's no way. Like, that sounds terrible.
I guess it was cheap, right?
I'm going to see if I can find it. I remember it came with an Andes mint.
Group chat.
Here. No, this is not what I'm thinking of.
Different.
This is not
oh,
what
it's
I'm
not
thinking
different.
Of.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, man, this is sad. Like a processed circle of turkey with American cheese on a cracker. That's like, fuck. That sounds
did it
so
have
good.
The Andes mint or no?
It had an Andes mint in it. That's all I remember.
Maybe
and
this
they were
one?
Like, the branding was like green. No.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, that's like normal. Dang it.
Dear listener, if you've ever heard of these adult Lunchables, please send them our way. They may not have even been Lunchables. They may. Oh, hold up. I may have found it.
Oh, my God. No. I just remembered like the giant mega ones. Was it this? Please be this, because I definitely remember these.
What certainly the fuck? Chicken strips? Yeah. Aren't these uncooked?
I don't know. They were cooked.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, wait. I have found a picture of someone who has opened it.
Oh, okay.
But I can't find the original packaging. I remember the packaging was like this plastic thing with cellophane on top instead of a box. But what it was it was the same concept. It was like cheese and crackers, but it came with Dijon mustard and an Andes mint. It was like, that's what adults want, is Dijon mustard and an Andes mint.
I can't get over the... look, I'm sorry, dear listener. I know we're looking at pictures and you can't see it, but like, I'm looking at this box of mega Lunchables chicken strips. Like, the point of a Lunchable is that it's like, just not, like, it's not cooked. How do you eat a not cooked chicken strip? There's got to be so many preservatives in this thing. You just like glow after you eat it.
I mean, I will say you probably, everyone who ate Lunchables as a kid knew that they were like terrible for them, right? There's just no way.
Even as a kid, you probably put that together.
Yeah, but yeah. I, you know, as most kids, judge things by the cover. And when you look at the cover, you're like, whoa, that's got to taste epic.
Yo, because not only did they
have chicken strips, Jordan, they also had burgers.
No. Oscar Mayer, you, Mr. Oscar Mayer needs to go to jail.
You got to go, bro.
That's terrible.
This is disgusting.
Honestly.
No, it's awful. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, this is the worst news for probably a lot of parents out there. But a lot of people are probably actually very sad about this because they, I don't know, it's quick and easy. And honestly, kids do love them. Like, as a kid, it's like a treat to get a Lunchable, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And some adults out there.
That's what I was just going to say. This is actually terrible news for my wife because that's like her like once a quarter, like, I'm in the most depressed I've ever been. I need a Lunchable to make me feel something again, kind of thing. And sorry, honey, you're going to have to find something else.
Well, I guess now we know why she married you, right? Yeah. You know, she's not all the way there cognitively.
Oh, my God. Jackass.
Baby.
So
baby, will you marry me? And before you answer, how about a cheese and cracker from this wonderful Oscar Mayer product?
This better not be bad for bologna too, because I fucking love bologna, man.
I went through a bologna phase and I ate so much of it I was just permanently burned out on it. But like,
hey, bro.
I will say I'm reading this thing and it looks like the Lunchables expose children to 50% of California's maximum allowable level. So I imagine what is being done here in Lunchables is completely legal. It just is the case that you're allowed to eat some amount of lead in your day-to-day if you're a child. But I really want to draw your attention to phthalate, which is in every Lunchable but extra cheesy pizza. This is an endocrine disruptor, which if you're unfamiliar, it says it interferes with hormonal balance and production of hormones in the body. So, you know, if your child lives in one of the states where they have blocked... you know, like T blockers from being
Shut
given to children.
Up. I knew you were going to make
if you give them a lot of Lunchables, you know, you might be able to engineer a similar scenario.
Oh, my God.
Right. Like, I know it's like healthcare for trans kids is like really bad in America, but like availability of Lunchables is at an all time high.
Oh my God.
I mean,
yeah, I just saw like buy two, get two free on the Target, you know, like they're practically giving out this shit.
You go to the school counselor and you're like, hey, what's going on? And it's like, I'm struggling with feelings of gender dysphoria and I'm struggling with constipation after eating 10 pounds of Lunchables processed cheddar. They're like, I get it. I understand. I've been eating the Lunchables for adults.
We can work through the dysphoria. We can't, you know, but you got to keep eating the Lunchable.
The next conservative thing is it's like seed oils. And like it's going to be Lunchables. Oscar Mayer needs to be released from jail. He needs to come back.
We got to ban those. We got to ban those Lunchables. And it's like, why? And it's like, well, those Lunchables, it's a permanent choice because when you eat that shit, it is staying in your body forever. It's like gum. It never digests.
Fuck, God. That's so funny. Oh my God.
It's awful. I will say I like that the report isn't like ban Lunchables or get them off shelves or recall them. It's like maybe stop including them in our national school lunch program.
It's so funny. I can't believe
why are they in there in the first place?
Why are they in there? That should be like, that's the snack we ate as like, you know, like, oh, this is not good for me. Yum, yum, yum. Like, that's what
most,
it was.
It's the most American.
Okay, but wait.
Ever.
You guys ever went to school and you ever looked at another kid eating a Lunchable and be like, well, that's not enough food for me.
Yes.
Right?
I ate so much when I was a kid. A Lunchable would never feed me.
My cousins called my stomach a dark hole.
That's like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
that was the funny part, because we played Yu-Gi-Oh when we were kids, and they're like, your stomach's like a dark hole. How are you eating so much?
I think I could do a Lunchable for lunch, but it's crazy looking back on like middle school and being like, elementary and middle school, I could eat like almost nothing and have energy all day. And then as soon as I got to high school, it was like, I need 4,000 calories or I'm going to die.
Yeah. That's
no,
true.
My parents hated raising me, probably. I don't know. But they got so annoyed.
I would imagine that's the case.
I know. I can't blame them. But I would eat constantly. I remember we used to buy oyster crackers. We would always have oyster crackers in the house because we always like made a lot of soup for lunch and stuff like that. But oyster crackers are just always in the house, and there was this like Tupperware tub of them. I remember one day I couldn't stop being hungry, so I just took the massive tub of oyster crackers up to my room and just ate it in one sitting, like the whole thing.
That's insane. I've done that, but I think at some point you would like throw up, right?
Nope. I don't understand how. I just kept eating.
Like, you have been trained from childhood to eat entire boxes of crackers.
Yes. I mean, you've seen me do it. We'll go to like, you know, YCS's and stuff, and we'll go buy snacks, and I will just, oh, flip sides pretzel crackers, don't mind if I do, entire box in less than half an hour. Like,
I think the only reason you didn't eat all of the peanut butter filled pretzels is because it has peanut butter in it.
Okay. Last thing, I've been talking about this a lot, but so when I caught norovirus, mm-hmm. The food that I had eaten prior to that, you know, the symptoms catching on, was a bag of Trader Joe's peanut butter pretzels.
Oh no.
It's gonna be a while before I can eat those again.
Oh,
that's regrettable. I they're so good too.
I know, dude.
No, but like that it is true. It's like if you throw up a type of food while sick, sometimes it's like it's gonna be a decade before
it's
you can
be
enjoy
a decade,
that again.
Yeah.
Like
I think. Yeah.
All right. Y'all ready to make it happen?
Oh, 100%. Unless you want to hear me talk about my peanut butter pretzel throw up.
Let's move on.
Okay. All right.
All right. So this one comes from r/AITAH. I've really fallen in love with this sub. It is so good. And this is 6 days old. It says, am I the asshole for faking my giving birth?
Nope.
Like you said, no,
you know,
immediately.
I appreciate your immediate response. I'd actually appreciate something else a little bit more.
Sure.
Jordan, can you fake giving birth right now?
See, as a proud feminist, I would never. I would never.
I got to kick you off this call.
You remember like 6 episodes ago when I was like, I could fake a reason for the breakup so convincing that like it would assuage that woman's fears.
Yes.
I think given enough time, I could fake a birth. I could be like, I'd have to convince everyone. I'd have to gaslight everyone into thinking it was immaculate. And then I would have to, you know, I'd have to fake it. But I think I could.
I think that you need a doctor.
I think I need
to study you in a lab.
Are we faking like the actual like giving birth in the hospital, yelling and screaming, or are we faking like, oh, I just had a baby, I can't go to work for 3 months or whatever? Like,
well, I mean, that's a consequence of it, but you are gonna have to commit. You're gonna have to go, oh,
yeah, that's what they do.
Oh my God.
You give birth, but it's all just terrible, like YouTube meme sound bites.
Do you think you're going to be able to do this without an epidural? Oh, hell no!
Now, 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 now. 21, 21.
Oh my god. We gotta do the okay, here we go.
Okay.
It says, I posted this on Am I the Asshole, but it got deleted for breaking the rules. My fault. Fuck you. I got many messages asking me to re-upload, and this is the sub that seems right. I also didn't get a judgment on my previous post. I'll keep this as short as possible. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not going to be short.
Yeah.
I, 25F, am pregnant with the baby. I'm due in a couple of days. My husband, 25M, promised that he would be the one to drive me from the hospital and will be glued to the phone until birth. He works 10 minutes from our home, and his boss agreed to let him go when it happens. The problem is my mother-in-law.
Yeah, perfect. The okay, in-laws.
Okay. Yep.
My husband and her have an unhealthily IMO, strong bond. She's a boy's mom. And she is overly involved in our relationship, which has caused many issues in the past. She requires his attention every day. She has suggested moving in with us ever since I became pregnant, and she tends to have emergencies, in quote, whenever we have anniversaries, important occasions like my birthday, etc. As the date is approaching, I'm becoming increasingly worried his mother will have an emergency during birth, and I will have trouble getting to the hospital, or will be forced to be alone during. I voiced my concerns, and it caused fights between me and them. I even suggested asking my BF to drive me and keep me company, as I'm scared of giving birth, but it was shot down with, how can't you trust your own husband? Sorry, BSF. I think best friend is what that is.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not proud of it, but I faked giving birth yesterday. I'm just going to write that sentence. Like,
wow, yeah, here just we go. Like, yeah, listen, I'm not Woo. Proud, but I did it.
Okay.
All right,
I called
sure.
my hubby at work, and I told him it started. He said he'll be right there. After half an hour, I called him to ask where he was, and he didn't answer. After almost an hour, he called me and said he is at a different hospital with his mom because guess what? She is having a medical emergency. Apparently, he called her to tell her I am giving birth, and she got a heart attack from excitement. He said he will have to miss my birth and asked me to call my friend to drive me and stay with me. I was angry and heartbroken. I told him I wasn't actually giving birth. It was a test, and it showed me how he would actually behave versus what he said he would do. Also proved to me that he would always care for his mother more than his wife who was carrying his child. He got angry and blamed me for his mother's heart attack in that moment. Comma. His mom, of course, didn't have a heart attack. It was a false alarm. I felt very justified, but now that we talked, I feel guilty. He said he feels manipulated and gaslighted, that just because his mother lied about the emergency doesn't mean I should lie to him. He says the marriage is built on trust, so I have to trust him instead of lying to him to prove a point. He even said he didn't choose his mother over me, but chose the bigger emergency, and that he knew I could handle getting to the hospital, but his mother needed him more, and that a heart attack is more serious. I pointed out she lied, but he said he couldn't have known that, and that I was just as bad for lying. I feel like I'm going crazy. Am I the asshole?
Oh my god, this is okay. This one I'm actually kind of 50-50 on. Like
this, it's a hard one. I will say first and foremost that me personally, I am very secure in my gender. I know that I'm a man, but reading this, I thought, this is what I would do if I was a woman. I would be coming up with these little tricks and schemes all the time.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. I usually start. Does somebody else want to start?
Yeah, I can run it. I mean, I'm
yes,
clearly really excited
the,
about
the
this
Joseph
one.
Joseph start.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, this is so fucking funny, first
it's
and
so
foremost.
It's funny, dude.
This is a comedy.
I feel more than anything. I think the woman might be a fucking psychopath and an evil person. However, I gotta feel like I'm in her corner just because she was so insanely validated.
Yes!
Like imagine getting in fights with your husband for a month. Like, I'm just really scared that this thing that keeps happening with your mom is going to happen when I have a child. You know, I have a phobia of giving birth. This is really rough. I just want to make sure that you're going to be there for me. And he keeps being like, don't worry, I'll be there. I can guarantee I'll be there no matter what. And then one day she's just like, all right, let's see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she fakes it, and exactly what she thought would happen happened. Huge, high risk, high reward, because if he had come with her, then
explanation.
It would have destroyed their relationship. He would be like, what, you lie? Why did you lie? And she would be like, well, I thought you would go to your mom. And he's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I gave you my word, but it didn't. The payoff happened.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my god. I'm in her corner. I feel like, okay, I really do feel for the husband because
yeah.
if it was truly a heart attack is life-threatening. like, you have to go to the emergency room, like, immediately for a heart attack, right? Like, there's no way you are responsible for that person's, like, life at that point. Like, that is a very urgent medical emergency. They have to go to the hospital. Like, they could very quickly and easily die. And, like, you know, during the birth-giving process, you know, that he can be with his mom. Heart attack is fine, you know, and then once she's given the all clear, he can go be there for the birth, right? Theoretically, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah,
depending on how the timeline of both of these things go. But, like, she called it, like, from the start. Oh. Like, she just keeps having emergencies.
Babe Ruth of mental manipulation.
It's so good. It's so good, man.
I want to preface, Jordan, that this husband did call the mom first. There, instead of just rushing over and calling, you know, he could have easily found out this was, like, a bluff by just going,
holy shit.
Right? And instead,
he called her first.
He called his mom first and said, "Mom, my wife's having the baby." And now the plan is set in motion.
Danny, you're right. You know what?
You're so smart.
This would have never happened if he had just focused on going to the hospital.
That is correct. Oh my God, you have made up my mind. That right there convinced me 100%. No, not only did she, like, insanely call this shot and got it 100% correct, but also the husband is just like, "Oh, I gotta tell my mom.
Like,
bro, focus on your wife."
Disclaimer, in any other normal scenario, it's completely fine to tell your family and parents or whoever that, like, "Hey, they're having the baby." And in a normal scenario, they'd be like, "Oh my God, congrats, go, go, go. What are you doing? What are you doing calling me?" It should be the immediate response. Like, why aren't you with your wife? Like, you call them after you're at the hospital, right?
Yes.
And you go, "I'm at the hospital. She's having the baby. I wanted to tell you." That's what you do. Not, "Oh, shoot, she just told me the baby's happening. Well, better call mom."
Yeah, exactly. Well, this mom is like a character that I never actually thought existed in real life. You know, like those old, like, like Jane Austen kind of time frame movies where it's like there's always the one mother or mother-in-law or aunt or something that's always like, "Oh," you know, like, has to have the smelling salts so she
they have,
wakes
they have
up
some
after
type
passing
of like
out.
Gold rush era illness, like the vapors or
yes,
the shakes
exactly.
or something. Yeah,
too
yeah,
much
yeah.
Lunchables.
Yeah. No, this is disgusting. Let's just all come to this consensus real quick. I think we can all admit that it's fucking hilarious that this whole thing worked out. That she planned it as much as possible, like the fucking Riddler, and then it exactly happened the way that she imagined. Taking a step back from how good this story is, this is like a really evil thing to do.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Like,
unfortunately, I really can't be on the, as right as she was, I don't think I can be on this woman's side, because like it's like the two of them are having this discussion about how the relationship should be based on trust, right? And I agree with the fact that she is, at least to some degree, trying to manipulate the guy. She is trying to figure out if she can count on him for something by setting up this like stupid fucking test. The fact that she was right doesn't change the fact that this is like a really unhealthy level of like, "I told you so" plotting to do with someone who is about to be the father of your child, right? Like, I always, you know, was told that marriage was supposed to be kind of like a partnership. And this seems like something like Tom would do to Jerry, right? Or like the Joker would do to Batman.
Well,
I think the mother here is also being super manipulative. I think that this woman has her completely pegged. Like 100% knows what's up. But I think the guy is in this weird position where he's being manipulated both by the mother and by the wife and is responding really poorly as a result. Like, I really think this is one of those scenarios where it's like, yeah, everyone here is acting like a comic book character. Like, this isn't how you have, like, in the real way that this should have been resolved is to be like, when the woman should have been like, "When it comes time to deliver the baby, I need your full attention and full focus. Please don't even tell your mother, you know, I can't have her being a part of this." She needs to be honest with the husband about the role she wants the mother-in-law to play in their marriage and in the future that they have planned together. And she needs to, you know, be realistic with the mother-in-law about you know, the fact that she needs the husband's full undivided attention and will do what it takes to get it. And all of them should be expressing these things, you know, in some sort of setting where they could talk them out, not like engineering fucking mousetrap type scenarios.
To push back you on a bit on the Tom Jerry scenario, I understand that the action itself sucks, right? Like this is, we can all agree that it's like a shitty thing to do to like lie, right? But she clearly in this voiced her concerns. She tried to say, listen, this has happened multiple times. I want to make sure that he's here for me. I have a, you know, big fear of childbirth, and they fight her on it. And so like when you push back, like it makes sense to me that she's at this limit, right? Like something, if it's not the Tom and Jerry scenario, then she either ignores her husband. She says, you know what? Don't even come to my childbirth. I can't trust you to come to my childbirth, you know, and more fights ensue. So like, it makes sense. I don't know. I'm not going to say that it's perfect and that this, she's completely in her right to do a Tom and Jerry style scenario, but it makes sense that when you push someone at their limit like this, they're going to feel like they can't do anything. So they craft these insane scenarios because they have no way out, right?
Yeah, this is the product. This is the product of an issue that has gone on for a long time from what I'm reading in this post. That has just not been solved, and like she needed to be validated here. Like, I feel insane because we are having these repeated problems with the mother-in-law butting in all the time, having quote-unquote emergencies whenever we have anniversaries, which means that this has been going on for years, multiple years, important occasions like my birthday. So this is like a long time issue. So clearly they've had these conversations. Nothing's been done. It's like, all right, I'm going to show you how bad this is and prove to you that you are part of the problem here. And she does. She calls the shot, man. I'm so sorry. Like, if she didn't call the shot, I wouldn't be on her side. But because she called the shot, I am 100% behind her for doing this. Absolutely.
No, I massively disagree. Well, first of all, that's results-based thinking, right? Like, to be in a position where you're like, oh, she did this thing that is on face, like, definitely manipulative, but because it worked out, then it's fine, is like, it's Mean Girls type shit. It's like, oh, well, if I'm right, then kind of the ends justify the means on this. I think that, listen, I'm not saying that she is not wrong to feel the way she does. She's 100% right. And like, you're right, she has validation now that the mom is going to do something like this. But she wouldn't have called her shot if she didn't already have that validation. You saw that the mom is like butted in on anniversaries, on birthdays, on time they have been together. Like, it's clear this is going to happen whether she does this like insane act or not. So like, I don't know what she gets out of it. And the end result isn't, now I have proven to you, haha, that this is going to happen. The husband already has, by virtue of being manipulated by his mother for X amount of years, defense mechanisms put in place for this. He immediately fires back by being like, well, you lied too, which means that you two are on even footing. I couldn't have known that she was lying. She might have had a small heart attack, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so I don't think she got anything out of calling her shot. I don't think it improved anything. I don't think it's going to make having the baby any easier. And for, you know, the reason she felt so secure is she was only confirming something she already knew.
Right, right, right. I'll agree with you that this did not make anything better. I will 100% agree on
that.
Well,
that's true.
That is just true.
Then why be on her side? It was a thing that was bad to do. It didn't make anything better. The only reason that it's enjoyable to side with this woman is that she was right and she was validated in a relationship where she already knew what was going to happen.
The idea here, and the reason I stand with her on this, is because I understand the motivation. The motivation is to do this and be like, what you said, you did bring it up before, but I do think that is a strong motivator to be like, look, we argued about this. I worried this was going to happen. I did this and look what you did. This is still a problem. And the hope is that the husband goes, damn, maybe you're right. Clearly, that's not what happened. And yes, you are right. That's like, okay, well, you know,
but that's never what happens.
I know, but I want it to be what happens.
No one ever gets themselves in one of these epic gotcha situations and goes, wow, I guess you were right and I was wrong.
I know, but I want that to happen, man. Can I want something?
Okay, like- but think of it like this. We're not trying to convince this husband to be like, oh, you know what, honey, you're right and I'm wrong. You know, I'm going to reflect on this. This is way less about proving the thing that she already knows. This is about creating a trust test for herself to see, is my husband going to do this? I'm losing my trust for him. My trust that he is going, that he said he would be there, right? He said it. He said he was going to be there in an emergency. I will always be there. And even her best friend is gaslighting her and saying, how come you can't trust your own husband? Why can't he do this? And she clearly can't trust him because she did it. She was like, I just need to know if it'll happen. Not that he's going to recover from it and not that it's going to change the relationship, but is the trust there? And it wasn't. It was a trust test that she had done, which I'm not saying is correct to always do or whatever, but sometimes you reach a point in your relationship where you're like, okay, like, I need to know if you're gonna be there for me.
Okay, I will say, I think that you have hit the nail on the head, which is, it is like a trust test. But right, just like right. When people do those loyalty tests where they like get their friend to try and like mango. Hit on you to see if they can hit, like they can get with you to see if you'll cheat on them. You know, the shit that happens in the back rooms at the Maury filming.
Yeah.
As soon as you are entering that sort of mental calculation, to me, like, that's just a bad thing to do. And
oh,
you're saying
absolutely.
She hit a point. You're saying she hit a point where she felt she had to do that to ensure that she had this guy's trust because she didn't know if she could count on it. It's like, no, what happens with that point isn't, well, my only option is to do a loyalty test. What happens at that point is you gotta go. You
well,
just like
we get that in a vacuum, right? Like, we can say that objectively and be like,
but she
well,
gets
of
it
course.
Too. She knew he would do this.
Right, but like that it's different when you're in the scenario, when you're the pregnant woman with a husband. Like, you know, you don't get to just be like, well, objectively, I can say that this is not a good thing to do, so I won't do it. Like, she's not able to think like straightforward like that. She has the baby, and so all she can think about is, okay, I have to just make sure that he can be there, right? And if he's not going to be there, then I got to get someone else, right? So like, that's all she's thinking. She's not trying to be like, well, like, you know, I'm going to place the trust test here and see if the relationship
I think
is
you're
good.
Inferring a lot here. It's like,
I guess. Sure.
Yeah,
that,
but
I kind of have
inference
to,
is
right?
Really believable, right? Like, the baby's almost there. And if she's this nervous about the husband not being trustworthy, you got to figure it out somehow, right? Like,
I do agree
I
with
don't,
you.
You're going to sit here and tell me the optimal way to test is to fake giving birth. It's like, I guess I'm out of options.
No,
fake baby.
We all that's not fair. We all disclaim that this is insane, right? Like, that we all understand this is an insane
scenario. Then what are we talking about, right?
I was gonna say, I didn't I don't know, man.
I'm saying like that we can recognize it's funny, it's crazy, right? Like it's a, you know, I feel like both me and Jordan feel like we understand how this woman reached this point.
Yes.
No,
I
understand how she reached that point. But I still think the thing she did was really bad.
Oh my
sure.
God.
Sure. But
like, let me simplify this. Let's walk this back a little bit. There's only two outcomes to doing this. The first is that you are correct and the husband is not loyal to you. In that scenario, your relationship is irreparably harmed. It might even be over because he showed to you that he can't be there for you in your lowest moment. The alternative is that you aren't right, that your husband is able to be there for you, puts his mom aside, and is there for you when you need him. But then the husband goes, why couldn't you trust that I would be there for you? And your relationship is irreparably harmed and maybe destroyed.
Okay. Joseph, objectively, that is correct. This is a thing that will damage the relationship. But I have to say, in this, can I empathize with her for doing this? And my
certainly.
Answer...
Of
my
course.
Answer is yes there.
It's
so,
damn funny, and she was completely right.
Yes, and that's the thing. And here's where we're going to disagree, okay? There's my empathizing with her, and my knowledge that this is a bad thing to do for the relationship. Those are just the two things that are there, the two wolves inside me, if you will. And which one do I side with? And
no, it's not. But you're not empathizing with her situation. You're empathizing with the fact that she was vindicated.
No. I am empathizing with her situation. I'm empathizing with
her.
But
she has made her situation worse by doing this.
I understand that. But the thing is, like, in this situation, why did she do what she did? And I can definitely empathize with doing this to figure out if the husband is actually going to be there. Is it nonsensical? Is it going to damage the relationship? Completely. I understand that. But I can still empathize with her for putting this scheme together to figure it out. I can't.
No, I think you are. I don't know if you're using this word the way that I would like you to use this word, because
what, empathy?
It sounds like you're saying you understand her motivations for putting this test together. And like,
a little column
I can
a
agree with
too.
That. I understand that, you know, she put the thing together for a reasonable reason. I think this was an unreasonable response, that the only outcome here was bad, and that it is going to have horrible ramifications for the rest of her life.
I agree. And it's which one of those things, I agree with both of them, which scale is tipping right now, right?
What are the two scales? That's what
the
I don't understand.
The scales is, am I giving her an asshole label? Am I giving her an asshole label? Remember, that's what we're here for. Is this, do I think that she is an asshole? Yes or no? And okay. If I side with the empathy that I have for her doing this, the answer is no. If I side with the reasonable part, which is this is going to ruin everything regardless, then the answer is yes.
No. So you are looking at a scenario where you can agree on face, the thing this woman did was bad. It's akin to those loyalty tests that people are always whining about on shows like Mari.
Mm-hmm.
It only had negative consequences for her relationship, no matter what happened,
yep.
And it will damage the potential of a future relationship. You're looking at someone who made all those decisions and being like,
I get
but it. They're not an asshole. And the reason they're not an asshole has nothing to do with making those decisions and everything to do with the fact that they were right about their husband being a deadbeat.
No. It's not about the result. It's about their headspace during this whole thing. They were anxious about giving birth. You know, the frustration after years of putting up with this kind of stuff happening. It's nothing about the result. I mean, the result is funny. Don't get me wrong. I do
recognize
the result is
hilarious.
Funny.
It's
yes,
so good.
But I really, really, I can't say I understand because I'm not her and I'm not a woman who can be pregnant. But I have the ability to empathize that she has been frustrated for so long. Even though somebody makes a bad decision, I can still empathize with why they did it. Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
But
no,
I think I agree with that. But I think if the decision is that bad, you can still be an asshole. There's a lot of these where it's like they made a really bad decision and it's like, I get where you were coming from, but you're an asshole for making that decision.
Sure. She might be. Maybe that's like we can recognize again objectively that maybe lying to your husband equals bad. Right. Like that might
faking
be bad.
Faking your birth.
But yeah. Faking your birth. Sure. But like there's more context to it than that.
The more context is, but don't get me wrong, I had a really good reason. I was going to do like a cheaters type thing.
Hear me out. I am changing the scenario a little bit. Listen, hear me
pray
out.
Pray I do not alter the scenario first.
No. You always move the goalpost, so I'm allowed to do it once.
Yeah, go.
So imagine if this woman felt something. She didn't know if she was right or wrong, and she wasn't trying to plan this. But she said in her head, well, I guess this is kind of a good test. I do think I broke, you know, water. Or whatever, maybe, I can't tell. Because, you know, that is common that women do have false alarms about their birth, I'm pretty sure. And she calls him. In that scenario, is she wrong for being like, well, it was a false alarm, but I can see where your trust is.
Did she think she was going to have the baby and he didn't show up?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, then it's completely normal to react frustratedly if he doesn't show up, of course.
Yeah, there is a big difference there. I will say.
I'm just saying,
that,
like,
yeah.
I understand that, like, in a scenario that maybe she wasn't, like, immediately lying, that she finally is able to kind of, like, come clean about this. And the anxiety causes this, like, speed up to just be like, okay, but what if I just, like, said I had a false alarm, right? And that sucks. I can say that, that, you know, it's lying to your husband. It does suck. But like, I'm kind of with Jordan on like empathizing with that and being like, you know, that's an assholey thing to do. I don't think you are the big asshole here. Does that make sense?
Whoa, let me walk it back real quick. I think this woman is the least of the assholes in this story, no matter what we're doing. I think that for sure the other two are much worse. But I still think that she's an asshole in general.
Yeah, we should probably get to the voting.
Decision time.
All right. Well, you all know where I stand. I do think this woman is an asshole. Danny, do you think this woman is an asshole?
I know. It's tough. It's tough. I would not be upset. Yeah. I empathize with both decisions here. But
disclaimer, Joseph tried really hard, and I completely see a lot of his points, and I agree on a lot of it, and I agree that you're insane for lying, but I can't call her the asshole here. I just can't. I really can't. Women can do anything.
Yeah, I think this is the softest 2-1 ever. Like,
yeah.
God, Joseph, you really did almost get me.
I hate you,
you
so
did
much.
Almost get me.
God, I
you
hate
did.
You.
But I know we could talk. Honestly, we could literally talk about this one for hours. But I have
just finished the
vote.
Whole thing. Yeah,
she is not the asshole. That's a 2.
The council has spoken.
That one. Okay, time for me to reveal. I actually constructed this whole scenario to test if you all would be able to follow a set of parameters. Like,
no.
This was my loyalty test. Okay, I will say, I mean, to close this off, this woman decided to test how much that this guy loved him by faking her pregnancy. The mother tried to test how much this guy loved him by faking a heart attack. I gotta say, you know, there's something Oedipal going on in this one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this like guy, absolutely. I can't think of a better description.
I would love to get in his little head and poke around, because I know he is fucked up in so many interesting ways.
I don't know. I know that's a good joke to make, but there are a lot of guys that are like this that are just like
that marry their mothers. Yes, that's correct.
All right, never mind. Whatever. They're spineless, and they're spineless. They'll be like, you know, I don't know.
No, he's not whatever. Spineless. He has no problem standing up to his wife.
Oh,
all right,
my God.
You
know,
ready
true.
For the,
all right, I will stand down. You got me there.
We hate men. Right,
we hate men.
Next up, I know we hate men. This is another tough one. You know what? Let's intersperse these.
On.
Let's do an easy one in between them. Let's
okay.
do an easy
good,
one in between.
Thank Christ.
All right, this comes from Am I the Asshole? It is new-ish. This has made the rounds as a screen cap, though, and not as a post on the sub. So here's what we have. Is Am I the Asshole for being upset that a spouse opened champagne I was saving for a special occasion?
Oh. Right? Okay.
Okay, so let me just read this for you. It's a quick one. At the start of COVID, when things look bleak and uncertain, I, 47F, are we going to refer to these people as Gen Xers or Elder Millennials?
Gen Xers, please.
Right. I love
bought a
elder
bottle of champagne to save for a future occasion. I had not opened it. When I was asked occasionally by my spouse if I wanted to open it, I said no, I was going to save it. This weekend, we went on a short trip. We talked about bringing a bottle of sparkling wine we had just gotten as a gift, but I was ambivalent as I had a bad head cold. At the last minute, husband tossed a bottle in the car and brought hard liquor for a few mixed drinks. We're not big drinkers. That night, he brought out the bottle, and I saw that it was my special champagne, not Prosecco. I told him not to open it because I was saving it. He blew up. He called me an idiot for saving it when I didn't have anything in mind to open it or for what future specific reason I was saving it for, and that the whole idea was stupid. He offered to replace it later, and I said no, I'd prefer to save it. He yelled at me some more for being a stubborn jerk and then went ahead and opened it. He had a 4 to 6 ounce glass and then stuck the cork in it. I didn't have any. I'm pissed and he thinks I overreacted because he can just buy another bottle. Things are strained between us and I'm figuring out how to move forward while I'm still so angry. Am I the asshole?
Okay, so I have seen this one. I remember reading this and I can't remember where I read it. But like, I'm sorry. I'll start it.
Yeah, go for it.
Honey, please don't do this. Fuck you, honey. Does it anyway. Am I the asshole for being mad that my partner did something I asked them not to do? Like,
oh my God. Like, yeah, you know the unfortunate truth of this world is the man would never make this post. Listen, like you all could empathize with that woman. I can empathize with this man. This woman bought this champagne for no reason, has no plans for it. And is just like weirdly defensive about opening it for some undisclosed reason that makes no sense to anyone and is never elucidated on. I get being frustrated with that. But if they ask you to do something, you got to do it.
Yeah. Like
you don't get to be like, sorry, that wasn't a good enough reason. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
This is the most sitcom. It's like, honey, don't open that champagne.
I'll do what I want, woman.
I'm saving it. You're saving it for what? I'm just saving it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm saving it from you. And he opens it up.
Hopefully this doesn't happen to me when I hit my 40s, where I just turn into I hate my wife guy. Like, what the hell? I read this and I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? And she's like, hey, honey, please don't open that. No.
It's so good. It's so good.
What is wrong with people?
We needed a palate cleanser after the last one, and I just need something to cleanse my palate with, and all I have is this saved box of champagne. Oh my god,
man! I don't know. I
didn't know you
wondered...
could put the cork back in champagne. By the way,
yeah,
right?
That's news
to me.
It's really? Hard, but you can do it.
You just gotta want it.
That's
pretty
true.
Sure there are tools that do it too, but
yeah. Holy shit.
There are some times when I think about why the divorce rate is so high.
Yeah.
And then I see shit like this. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, oh, I'm so angry, completely justified. How do I move on? You don't. Like, he just, like, I don't care that he doesn't understand why she has it. It's her bottle of champagne. I bought this for a special occasion. Maybe she's saving it for, like, a romantic night together.
She's literally like, I have no idea why I want to save it, but it's like, I don't know. That doesn't really matter. Like,
well,
you don't get
to
open it.
Who cares? It's yours. Whatever.
Cares?
You can use it for whatever you want.
This is such a Gen X thing. For the start of this is like at the start of COVID, when things looked bleak. I bought champagne, like trying to tie the champagne to this like ancestral memory of the beginning of COVID. And it's like, no, we all know what's going on here. You bought a bottle of something you don't really have an occasion for.
Yeah.
You just keep it in your pantry. And then someday you will bust it out and it'll be worth it. But your husband doesn't get to overrule you on this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a really good way to put it, is that like you don't just get to overrule your partner on something. Like,
also, she like prefaces this as like, well, like this is the least time I want to do this because I have a head cold. And I don't want to drink as much. So nothing would be more upsetting than the thing you've just saved since COVID comes in. And then he's like, well, I'm drinking it anyway. And it's like, I'm like reading a comic, like a comic book, like, or like a sitcom. And they're like, and they like drink it in front of you.
Maybe the husband sensed that she was weak. She was like, no, honey, I have a head cold. And he's like, perfect. She can't stop me tonight. Give me the sparkling.
Eyeballing this champagne since she bought it.
Yeah, like literally. Let's flip this around. Why doesn't he just buy a bottle of champagne?
Like, I love that he's like, he offered to replace it later. It's like, well, just go replace it, buddy. Just go get a champagne beforehand.
Just
like,
do it. What?
I'll replace it later. Bitch, I want this one. Like,
oh my god, it's so good.
What's wrong with you?
I'll buy you another one. What? What is this?
if any listeners here have a pending divorce, I have to say this is far and away the hardest part of marriage for me. Is like the things that that drive a wedge between myself and my spouse, you know, it's never been like huge, enormous, like blow ups, right? It has always been these stupid, no stakes things in which one person just doesn't respect the other person.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, you just have to show respect for someone else if you want to spend your life with them. You're not going to be able to be like, oh, that is not logical, and as a result, I will be doing what I want with your shit. Like, that you don't get to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, because those little things are signifiers
of how
you trust the other person, right?
Of course.
And they add up, and you know that, but just something I just...
No, that's an extremely smart way to put it. I don't think people... That thing is, like, I don't think a lot of people realize that, like, small, like, little things, little nagging things that happen in a relationship that, like, I don't know, just these little innocuous little things that are, like, little nothing problems, if they keep happening, they are a, like you said, they are, a signifier of something deeper, right? So this is just a guy that doesn't respect the wishes of his wife. Like, regardless of if it's a nothing bottle of champagne, it doesn't matter. He asked him to do something. He said, no, fuck you, and just, or asked him not to do something. He said, no, fuck you, and then just did it anyway. Like, that shit sucks. I'd be so pissed.
I'd be so mad.
This guy just rocks so much. Yeah.
God.
All right.
Let's do it.
You don't want to vote.
Decision time.
Yeah. Is she the asshole? 3, 2, 1.
No.
The council has spoken.
Okay, we're back in the zone. We're back in the zone. This next one is a heavy one again. Sorry.
Thanks, all right, man. Thank you.
This comes from AITIH, and oh boy, here we go. This is 11 hours old. We got a fresh one here. Okay.
Oh my God.
I caught my long-term girlfriend trying to, quote, baby trap, end quote, me. I'm thinking of ending things. Am I the asshole here?
Ah, you got to get off this subreddit. This is you like this too much. These
you're finding some juicy ones here. Let's do it.
Christ.
Hi, Reddit. I usually don't post this kind of stuff on here. Probably because he hasn't had this happen to him before. Sorry, I'm not usually getting baby trapped. I'm in such a clusterfuck of confusion and I don't know what to do at this point. So I made a throwaway to get some perspective and see if I'm overreacting, justified my feelings, or giving my girlfriend mixed signals. Here's the backstory. Girlfriend and I have been living together for a year. I've been together 2 years, known each other for 4. She's 22, I'm 25, we work full-time, cohabitate well, have no issues or arguments except for this. I'm sorry if this is TMI, but I feel it's necessary to get the full picture. This one's going to get you hard, listener.
Hell yeah.
So,
okay, 18
we spent the first year of our relationship strictly using condoms. As time went on, a little less than a year ago, we started getting more lax. So for the past year, we've been using the pull-out method. And then in parentheses, stupid, I know.
It's not stupid.
It's not stupid.
You got this shit, Kate. Keep it up.
Keep pumping her full.
That's right.
All right. I love this sequence. We've been using the pullout method. Stupid, I know. But.
But?
The odds don't seem to be that high.
Ah, we got a gambler,
man. Oh, wait, hold
here.
Up. Hold
we got
up.
A gambler.
Whoa. I've Googled extensively.
My
I'm, doing my, I'm doing my own research on coming
men
and
rock,
my wife.
Men rock.
I've Googled extensively, and it says it's about a 10 to 15% chance of a pregnancy occurring within a year. So we figure, this is so smart, by the time an accident happens, we will be prepared for a child.
Fuck yes.
Okay, but we both agreed that right now isn't the right time to have kids, as we live in a one-bedroom and we don't make enough money to support another human. Though we do send each other baby reels on TikTok, talk about our future marriage and children, have discussed names, how many we want, TMI part. So last night we had sex. I finished on her. What does that mean? Does anyone know?
Mm-mm, I don't know. Never heard of that before.
While I went in the other room to get a towel to clean her up. Clean what up? Clean her up. I walked back into the bedroom to find, well, something odd. She had my cum on her fingers and was inserting it into herself. It was her ovulation time, and it has been for the past few days according to her app. I was in complete shock. I've never been in this situation before. She's been my first sexual relationship. Let me tell you right now, buddy, this is not common. It's not like, oh, if I'd been in two or more, I could have seen this happen. This doesn't happen very often. I straight up asked her what she was doing. She looked at me and didn't say anything, or at least looked like she didn't know what to say. I asked her if she was really doing what I thought she was doing. She nodded and said she was sorry. She said she really wanted to have a kid and got mixed signals. She profusely apologized over and over, didn't sleep all night, said she got the urge and didn't think twice because of how we're living together, and I must not care that much because I use the pullout method. This was just so manipulative and not an excuse at all. I told her I can't trust her and I don't know where we stand at this point. She won't stop apologizing. All right.
Oh, woo. You said this was going to be a hard one. This is really easy.
Yeah. So first off, I think we can all agree this girl's the asshole, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You cannot do this to your partner. This is a huge breach of trust. It is a monstrous thing to do.
Yeah.
I read baby trapping in a Reddit post and I was like, here we fucking go. But like, no, she's like really trying to get pregnant without his consent. Like, that's fucked up. And this thing, like, she's like, I got mixed signals. Well, then why were you doing it while he wasn't in the room? Like, you know, like, you know, it's wrong.
You already know you're doing something bad when he leaves the room and you're doing it.
Yeah. This is not okay. at all.
Yeah, not at all.
No, this is horrible.
It's like
I would feel disgusted.
Do you want to 3-2-1 this real quick?
Sure.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Decision time.
Is this guy the asshole? 3-2-1.
No, you're not.
And for what it's worth, you probably should end things. Like, this is not a person that
you... Yeah, hold on.
But at least you should talk about it.
The council has spoken.
But I think we all want to talk about the more interesting thing that's going on in this post, which I can only refer to as gambling, right?
Yeah, okay. This guy's gonna get on FanDuel.
So let me give some background for people who don't know what this is.
No, I gotta. I can't short this guy.
Okay, the pullout method is when you're about to come and you're just like, no, dude. When I'm about to come, I'm just gonna pull my penis out and come everywhere else.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is like the absolute worst form of protection in the world. It's not. It doesn't
protection.
Work.
It's literally not protection.
It's like. Oh my god, it's so funny. All the comments, by the way, the top comment, my pullout method is about to turn 37. They're all like that.
So good.
There's so many reasons it doesn't work. Like, there is sperm in the pre-cum. You can, if you're having a good enough time, you can have about a halfy without knowing it.
Yeah.
There's you can just whiff. You can just like get outplayed, you know?
Yeah.
But the funniest part of this is like, okay, I went on Google and I learned that it's a 10% that you're going to have a child within a year if you're using the pullout method. We both agree that now is not the time to have a child, but 10% means that it's going to be like 10 years, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's so smart. It's
like, well, he says he's a calculating man. He was like, well, by the time I quote unquote mess up, it will be fine anyway.
That's how gambling works.
He's so good.
It's phenomenal.
Good.
I love this guy.
He's so funny.
This guy rocks. This is the thing where it's like, oh, you say we hate men? No. This guy rocks.
Not only do I think the man is right in this situation, he is such a perfect kind of dumb guy.
I love him.
I don't know why she's even trying to do this and get pregnant without his consent. She could just wait like a couple of weeks, right? Like how hard is it? Like, holy fuck.
Well, okay, but what guy hasn't looked up, okay, raw sex, like, what's the pregnancy pull-out method?
Yeah,
I will say I haven't, because let me tell you, condom or not, I'm not lasting more than 5 or 6 minutes, you know?
It's like, yes.
Well, at least you can time it then, right?
Yeah. I'm not consistent. Come on. The truth of it is, I'm sorry, you gotta be doing something if you're not. If you are like, now is not the right time for a child, there is only one option, and it is do not have the sex that causes the child. You gotta put on a condom. You gotta get on the pill. That's the only way.
Or just use toys. Like, God. Jesus Christ. I mean, I know,
you can
like,
still fuck. You can still fuck.
Yeah.
By the
way,
you
gotta have something.
We're having to get condoms again because, you know, there might be a baby in the future. And do you know what has happened to condoms since we were in high school? For me, this
actually,
is like,
no.
It's like a 16-year difference. Condoms are unbelievable now. They like I don't know, all the fucking you know when they made the COVID vaccine in like 3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
All those
scientists cut their teeth on making better condoms. Condoms now are like better than having sex without condoms. They have like each one has like super strength on it, has like, so it gives you like a Mr. Incredibles style power. They make so many that do so many things.
What?
I'm shocked.
Have you used a condom before?
Yes,
I
when
feel
I was
like this okay. is all normal stuff.
When Wait, I was huh? younger, I used condoms and they were like, I mean, I was I would take what I could get, and it was like unscented, nothing on it. I guess the excitement was one in every five would be like a different color. But now it's like condom technology has gone so far. They got nano machines in there. One of them tells you like the weather. There's like one that tells you percent to bust, like play by play. It's incredible. They're like Bluetooth enabled. It's crazy.
Dude, you got to send me these links to your condoms because
fuck? I'm actually going to start researching like fucking fun new age nano machine condoms.
They've gotten
now.
So much better at it. Like when we think of like, oh, I gotta put the condom on for sex, I think what we're imagining is putting on like the 2010 condom, which was like, it was like a burlap sack, right? It's like what we had to use. They hadn't invented latex yet, but now, I mean, these kids, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I was never the guy that man's, oh man, fuck condoms. I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna get laid.
That's true. Yeah, you put up with pretty much anything in high school.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're like, oh, whatever gets me. Puss.
Yeah, it's like, man, I don't. That's the fucking annoying thing is the dudes that are like, you know, try to shittily convince their partner to not have the condom. It's like,
oh, babe,
I don't even understand why you were doing that, man. Just be happy you're getting laid.
Yeah. You know, it's like, do you know how hard we have to work to get pussy out here?
I do want to address the one thing that you said about they got to break up. That's the one thing I disagree with here because.
No, I get you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it sucks that she did this, but this is not an unforgivable thing. Like,
should mention, this is really bad.
It's
and like
really, really
if
bad.
If this is something that she has a habit of doing, like, you got to go. But like,
yes.
My understanding as a result of this is that she was like, I don't know. I thought I'm going to do the pullout for contraception was you basically implying that you wanted to have a kid.
Right. And you would send me baby stuff.
She's 22 years old. Like, yeah. It's clear. Oh, it's this guy's first time. It might be her first time, too. I could see it. That said, you know, do you want to walk back? This is a really horrible thing to do to anyone you care about.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
If we Absolutely. Write her the maximum amount of checks, I could see them staying together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're young and learning. And she might have just been like carefree and was just like, oh, like.
Well, guess he wants to have my baby, you know,
right.
Or whatever.
And it's like, well, I guess he wouldn't mind if we had the kid or whatever, like a dumb thought like that, which is very bad. And absolutely grounds to say, listen, I can't trust you if you're going to do this. And if he's split with her, it would be understandable. But
yeah, that's 100%. Why I don't love the use of the word baby trap in the title, because baby trap kind of implies like, oh, she's trying to get pregnant so he can't leave me. Right. And I don't really think that's what's going on here. I think this is like, oh, you know, he's sending all these signals that like it's a maybe potential that he wants to have a kid. And wouldn't necessarily mind, and I actually do kind of want to have a kid, so who really cares? I don't think this is grounds for them to break up. This is definitely serious conversation moment that needs to happen. But I don't think this is them needing to break up at all. She does. I'm glad she's apologizing because this shit sucks really bad.
Yeah. but Yuki, you can't do the plot. I do want to say we don't think this guy's an asshole. We just think he's dumb. I love it. 10%. That means it'll take 10 years.
Be so dumb to so have so much raw sex. That's so stupid.
Oh, Danny, you're not gonna get me on this. I know you ain't having no sex.
Stop being mean to Danny.
Yeah,
no, come on.
Let me just say, Danny, the 100% most proven method to have sex without having pregnancy is to have gay sex with another man.
I knew and, you were going to say
you know,
gay
I mean,
sex.
If you're looking for someone, I
hate you. I hate you. I hate you. God, you're the worst.
Wear a condom if you have gay sex also. Like, they protect from more than pregnancy. I don't make this disclaimer. You all fucking know this. You're not, you people aren't stupid. What do I,
Yes, they are. Keep teaching sex ed.
15%.
Patrons are not stupid because they pay us.
Yeah.
The funniest part of this is him being like 15% for it to happen within 1 year. It's like, that's not 15% that it will happen on the 1 year mark. That's like every time you have sex, there's like a 0.5 to 1% that it'll happen. Right?
So
like,
funny.
It's
so
great.
Funny.
He's going to, how bad would it be if he started the pullout and he just immediately got pregnant? He was like, fuck. Really?
look. Statistically, what? If I play 100 games, it'll land on red eventually. So if I keep betting it all on red, like the chances only go up because I keep playing.
This isn't law of large numbers type shit. You are going all in every hand. You understand
this? Like, oh, he's going all in. It's all in
there. And let me tell you, if your number comes up, you're going to bust all right.
Okay, all right. That's it.
Do you all get hard playing Balatro ever? All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.